Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Well, again, this is a live program, so I invite listeners to call in at 724-1030 or 877-771-4242. It's a live program with the theme of collaboration, and if you have comments or suggestions in line with that particular theme, I'd love to hear from you, now or later through emails, etc. The we're talking about this new law of employees now and how when laws like this take place, you start having the groups that are defending their own turf come in and let's not say sabotaging because they don't want to sabotage, but they want to make sure that they're protected. And what frustrates me somewhat is that in doing that, they make these laws less successful, more bureaucratic, more difficult to implement, and at the end, the overall impact is negative for Puerto Rico, even though it may be maybe better for them. I'm not even sure of that. I'm thinking, of a situation where sometimes you try to protect yourself and you end up, hurting yourself tremendously. And I got involved, the kind of a war story. I got involved in the labeling and the bottle, beer bottle changes. There were regulations that some of you will recall, and I've talked about this in the past with my interview with Luis Alvarez of Mendez & Company. There was a regulation that required beer to be sold in Puerto Rico in a certain color bottle with a certain shape, certain size, and say hecho in Puerto Rico or for Puerto Rico, and just all kinds of requirements. That so the goal was to make it very difficult, or if not impossible, for people from outside to sell beer in Puerto Rico. And there were two beer companies then, Corona and India, and lo and behold, it's my opinion. This is a personal opinion of mine. I haven't done a study, but we know that the local beer Corona went out, and Medalla, excuse me, it was then India. Medalla was a new product, I think, helped tremendously its survival, and then doing very well now, and I'm very happy for that. It forced Corona out, and what happened was that at that time, those two companies, Puerto Rican companies, were competing against a host of foreign entities, 15, 20, 25, and all of them allocating that balance of the market. And I think the Puerto Rico beer probably had something like 70%, really quite overwhelming. But then by putting this law together, instead of helping themselves, what it ended up doing was forcing all the other competitors out of the market and leaving, as I recall, Schaefer as the only one because it had that kind of a bottle, and it was able to make the adjustments and was willing to make the adjustments. It left the competition to the foreign competition to Schaefer. Schaefer then saw themselves by themselves competing against the local breweries and went at it really hard. And really, I think hurt the Puerto Rico beer industry tremendously. So it's an example of sometimes by trying to overreach or protect yourself, you end up hurting yourself. And I think we in Puerto Rico, whether we're in the nonprofit and the government or in the business sector, have to ask ourselves if this position that we're taking. In addition to helping us, is it helping Puerto Rico? And I think often that question is not being asked, and it's an important question if we're going forward. In terms of government and what it can be doing in terms of working together, Another area that comes to mind, and this came again, this is an article, this is today, and this is the municipalities in ruin. 38 out of 78 municipalities are with deficit, serious deficits, and probably if they were able to go to bankruptcy, would be going into bankruptcy. And you see that this is another personal opinion. We have too many municipalities working independently, and I don't think we can realistically hope that they're going to merge. I think that's politically that's going to be a disaster in order to achieve that. But we certainly can, if we open again our vision to collaboration, if these municipalities would work together in areas, and they are, some of them are doing it, and the ones that are strong, have good collaborations. For example, Caguas has excellent collaboration with the municipalities in the economic development area, and he's dealing with solid waste in the technology and educational level. They're doing it. They're doing it with the municipalities around them. And each municipality has their own mayor, et cetera. You wonder whether we need so many. But let's say that politically that's a no-no at this point. But even with that, they can work together in these other areas, and in that way improve their revenue, reduce their costs, and be more successful in terms of promoting whether it's tourism, whether it's technology, whether it's education, whether it's economic development. So there is that taking place, but it's not at the level it needs to be. We have these examples. I promise you at the beginning, bring you from the sublime, whether it's the symphony and what happened with the Red Cross and the Fundación Bechara with the AEDs and all, to the really kinds of sad ones, which is this last legislation where everybody protect themselves. And of course, we know that if it was the PMP that was proposing this exact law, the Populares would be against it. Not one of the Populares would have voted. It's the Populares that are passing this law, the PMP, they're going to vote against it. We've got to change our outlook. We've got to eliminate these silos. We've got to start working for the common good. It's a tough thing to achieve, but all of us have to sort of push for that. And when you see it not happening, kind of insist on people thinking about the common good. And making sure that it's for the good of Puerto Rico that we all should be pulling and pushing and helping. I trust you will. I care. We have a break, right, Mariana? So take a break. We'll have another break and be right back.